Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, man. I never know what's going to happen, Jeff. And I would never want to say this or that. But I can tell you this. Mark Andrews is a warrior, and he's played his butt off for us. And his competitiveness, his talent, his attitude, his leadership is so valued here. And he's a great player, and I think we're in the business of keeping as many great players as we can. So there's always a lot of unpredictability with the draft. You just never know. I don't think we've traded many of our own players. I don't know. Have we ever made a trade during the draft where we traded one of our players? Well, that wasn't during the draft. Well, I mean, I had done that trade before the draft. You guys didn't know about
before,
it.
The day before.
I did that on Monday, actually, the Monday of the draft.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah, that wasn't during the that wasn't actually during the draft.
Have we had one during the draft?
It was announced during the draft. That was strategic, though. We didn't want to announce it beforehand just in case, because then the team might think we would want a receiver. So we kept it as quiet as we could. But I don't think we've ever traded one of our players. We've traded four players.
So that was Eric DaCosta. That was, I think, the Liars luncheon asked about Mark Andrews and whether he could be traded during the draft. I remember right after the offseason, he was asked about Andrews, or right after the season ended, the end of season thing. And he basically talked about Andrews almost as we joked, like he felt like he's a Ring of Honor guy. Like he was done.
He was talking about an uncertain future there. Yeah. I mean, he didn't come anywhere close to saying,
no,
Mark Andrews is going to be on our team next year, let alone. Which would be this coming season,
sure.
Let alone beyond that.
But the one about a month or so prior, he talked about him like he was dead.
Ring of Honor. He had multiple chances throughout the offseason to confirm, hey, Mark's under contract for the 2025 season. Whatever happens beyond that happens. But he did not come out definitively and say that Mark Andrews was going to be on this football team till after the draft.
So before we get into all this, I do need to mention quickly, Ravens on the practice field. Lamar Jackson not practicing again. No Travis Jones as well. So much for Lamar having a full practice week. He practiced limited yesterday. He's out, not out there today. Alas, this to me is an incredible pivot by this organization, because all the signs were out there that, heck, we know Mark Andrews, if they got the right asking price, they would have dealt him this offseason. Like, if the season would have continued to go sideways, I think they would have dealt him at the deadline. They were trying to sign Isaiah Likely to an extension.
Yeah.
And obviously did not get close on terms.
Nope.
And now have all of a sudden pivoted to a guy. And credit, and Mark has not had a great year, but nobody offensively had a great year. And we've talked about the fact that he does not show up in the playoffs. Alas, he is the all-time leading receiver. He's the all-time leader in catches. He led the NFL tight ends in touchdown catches a year ago. And they're rewarding a guy that in the regular season has been incredibly consistent for them. But it is a pivot.
Well, I mean, they're essentially taking the $13 million like a guy like Oweh made this year and giving that to Mark Andrews next year. And I get it. Like, we've talked a lot
because of the way this season has gone, about looking big picture and what do they have to bank on and how big of an offseason it's going to be and how much work they have to do. And we've talked about an offense that went from last year beating you any way we want, whenever we want, to this year not really being able to find much of anything to depend on from week to week, personnel-wise, schematic-wise, all the above. And so he is a pretty sure thing. Like, he's not explosive anymore. You're not going to get a ton of yards after the catch.
Nah.
He's not going to be a cover two beater down the seam 30 yards.
Can run a fake touch push, though.
But, like, the quarterback trusts him anywhere on the field. He continues to produce touchdowns. And on a team where they didn't have really any tight ends under contract beyond this year, now they've got their most accomplished one. It gives them a little bit more of a bully pulpit with Likely, but it also might make Likely more inclined to go somewhere else, because this thing with him and Andrews hasn't worked out great for either guy.
To me, Likely's gone.
I would think so, too.
I don't think he's back.
I would think so, too. And I'd rather have the younger guy than the older guy, even if the older guy has done more, because the younger guy's done more in the playoffs than the older guy.
Well, here's my read on all of it. Clearly, they were trying to get him to a contract extension, talking about Likely, during training camp. Mm-hmm. Then he unfortunately suffered the injury, and he just... It's been a lost year for him. He had his most explosive game Thanksgiving, and the most memorable moment of that game was him fumbling the ball through the end zone. I don't know what Likely's price point is going to be, and I don't know how comfortable this organization feels paying him top dollar when the reality is he has not produced the stats, produced the numbers that you would want for a guy that's probably going to ask for top five, top three tight end money. So it's a tricky negotiation with Likely. You're paying on projection, where you pivoted, clearly, because you didn't feel comfortable going there with Likely, and you paid Andrews. Now, Andrews, everything you said, Ken, leader in catches, yards, touchdowns, receiving in this franchise's history. He's also Lamar's guy. And, and part of it, I wonder how much Lamar went to bat for him. Mm. When we were in the locker room following that Thanksgiving.
I bet not at all. If he did, that's a problem.
Yeah.
You got
it was a lasting
here's the crazy thing. It's my understanding, while Andrews has been Lamar's guy, Likely's his guy. Like
it was a lasting moment Thanksgiving night, being in that locker room, and Lamar's kind of got a little bit of a thousand miles look, and Andrews goes over to him and they have like this big embrace. They're talking for a while, and then Lamar ends up leaving. I think there's still a close relationship between
those two guys.
I don't
think Lamar had anything to do with this. This is a business decision.
But
you get involved in stuff like that, now you're picking one guy's paycheck over another guy's paycheck. Like
I'm not saying it's the overarching thing.
I don't think he's got anything to do with it. Like, we got to put it on the people who make these decisions. Like, there's a general manager and there's an owner, and they've got a budget, and they pay who they want to pay when
they
want to pay.
That's what I'm saying. But I think Lamar and his relationship plays a little bit of a factor.
If I'm Lamar, I'd rather have the young guy who can go win downfield when nobody on my team can win downfield than have the guy who drops balls in the end zone in the Super Bowl.
I am a Likely guy. I've been a Likely guy since he came here. I don't know what that negotiation is.
Here's the thing.
I just think we're going down a weird rabbit hole, because Lamar Jackson is not, like, he's the quarterback of the team. He's got nothing to do with any of this.
Let's quickly, with this contract, Likely's gone. Because Likely's probably getting 10 a year on the open market. And
he's going to get more than Andrews.
He should get more than Andrews.
He should, but...
They told you what they thought of Andrews when they couldn't get a fourth round pick for him.
No, my point is,
you think they could have got a fourth round pick for Likely in the offseason? I guarantee you they could have.
I hear
they would have never entertained it in a million years.
I'm talking about the fact they're not going to pay their tight end room $27 million. So we're paying Andrews means Likely's gone. Now they might bring Kohler back, whatever the heck that costs, but I think Isaiah Likely will not be here next year.
I think he probably won't either, unless the market gets real soft for him or he gets hurt again down the stretch. I don't love the doing of this stuff in season. It didn't work out real well for Ronnie Stanley. And now you have implicitly, explicitly picked one guy over the other. You took money that could have gone to the young guy and you gave it to the old guy in season while you're playing life or death games, when Likely already looks like he's been in his own head all year.
Yeah.
In part because he's playing for a contract. So, like,
I think this has the potential to blow up in their face. Well, because obviously, you really need Isaiah Likely right now.
And he's probably thinking about his next stop.
And now there's even more closure that it probably ain't going to happen here. And the only way it happens here is if something happens to torpedo my market and I'm back here like Bateman trying to do a one-year thing. But I don't think he's got any of the issues Bateman has. He certainly doesn't have the stupid one-day holdout messing with his free agent
status. Yeah, the contract,
status. But this is one where, like, your season might be over in 5 or 6 weeks. Like, you could, like...
This couldn't wait? Yeah, I...
Because now the whole world knows. Like, everybody knows.
But I feel like they, in their mind, and I'm not saying they're right, but I think they exhausted every possibility trying to get Isaiah Likely extended. And they felt like it was a dead end. And they said, okay, we're going to reward our guy. Our guy that we were about to...
And I would still say, why couldn't you reward your guy 5 minutes after the season ends?
You absolutely could. It's very odd. Yeah. It's very odd.
You could have a wink-wink with him. They've had 54th, 55th, 56th guys on this roster. Wink-wink. Yeah. Don't sign with anybody. When we need you, we'll call you. Like, I just don't understand why this is happening in December.
We have a massive Thursday show. Very busy on this show today.
Are you trying to rub it in Likely's face publicly?
Or maybe showing him, like, okay, we're done talking. We've been talking for months. Now we're showing you we're done.
Why would you want to show him now when you really need him? Your offense sucks, and he's one of the few guys who might could maybe win downfield for
you. But he also wants to get paid elsewhere, so maybe he wants to ball out to get paid elsewhere.
I think he's wanted to ball out all year. It hasn't worked out. I don't think this is going to help.
No, it will not. Jerry Dulock covers the Steelers for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Been covering them for years. Not as long as Jerry Coleman has been covering sports, but has been covering the Steelers for a long time. He joins at 2:30. We'll get to the bottom of what he thinks is wrong with the Steelers. Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger will talk Ravens in the NFL with him at 3 o'clock. Our weekly chat with Lucy Burge from DraftKings at 4. John Mioli talking O's from the Baltimore Banner at 4:30. And the Ravens are honoring their 2000 team, 25th anniversary of the Super Bowl champion Ravens. Defensive coordinator from that team, Marvin Lewis, joins us at 5.
Yeah, we will certainly reset and have further discussions about the Andrews situation. And we'll keep you abreast of any other information that comes out about today's ever-changing practice report, injury report, I should say, as well.
Coming up next, though, let's look at the Pittsburgh Steelers and Aaron Rodgers talking to the media as he gets ready for his first foray into the Ravens-Steelers rivalry. We'll hear from the Steelers quarter.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We're back next.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, tomorrow we're going to put our heads together, me and Gabriel, in the training room and see what we can do. But it's definitely healing. I appreciate the extra day off. You know, I love the practice, so I hate missing practice. But dealing with what I'm dealing with, it helps to get another day without any pounding on the, you know, on the bones in there. So we'll see what happens. I'd love to be able to be under center. That'll probably be a later in the week decision. I didn't come out of the game any worse for wear. So the healing process has continued, and we'll see what happens as far as the type of cast I use come Sunday.
No pounding on the bone. We hear from Aaron Rodgers right there and talks about the wrist, and obviously got his face slammed in the turf in that game Sunday, left for a little bit, but came back. Says we'll see how it feels, but he's playing on Sunday.
Oh, he's playing. I don't know that he's going to play that well, and I'm not sure he's going to make it through the game. But, I mean, this league has a lot of variables right now. I feel like this league might be as difficult to figure out as ever. They really – it's not parity. It's mediocrity. But they're winning. The billionaires are winning. They have watered down their product pretty resolutely. But I do think you pretty much know what an Aaron Rodgers like box score is going to look like. You know, ball's coming out quick. He's going to average between 5 and 6.5 yards per attempt. He'll probably have one passing touchdown. He'll be okay in the red zone. He'll chuck and duck between the 20s. Like 60% of the targets are going to go to tight ends and running backs. Like there'll be two bubble screens for DK Metcalf early if nothing comes of them. Now, some of this is Rodgers and where he is in his career. Some of it is just the predictability of Arthur Smith. I don't think they're changing their spots on the road against their arch rival. Do they lean more into pony packages? Do they find a way to uncork Gainwell and Warren? I'm interested in that. But, boy, I think we really kind of know who Aaron Rodgers is and what he looks like. And he's been a deteriorating sort of object, even for his last year in Green Bay before the Achilles.
He's been trending down for years now, and it's really bad at this point where he doesn't want to get hurt. He's not even attempting to push the ball downfield, and I've been saying a lot this way, like, this has to be a huge Kyle Hamilton game. He has to have an impact, not exactly what it was in Cleveland, because that was a fantastic game, but something close to that. Steelers had the highest short pass rate in the league. Since Kyle Hamilton moved closer to the line of scrimmage when they got Gilman, Ravens defense ranks first in EPA allowed on short passes. This is a huge Kyle Hamilton game.
More from Aaron Rodgers talking about Kyle Hamilton and that Ravens defense.
It's really just about the personnel. When you look at the tape on who's playing and who's playing well, and I mentioned in the Chargers week how good Derwin was playing, and I'd say the same thing about Kyle. I mean, Kyle is the guy that, like I said about Derwin, he plays safety and base. He plays nickel and big nickel. He plays linebacker and dime. You know, that's a multifaceted, multi-talented Swiss Army knife who can do it all. So he's the guy you got to make sure you know where he's at all times. Roquan, I played against in the other NFC, you know, the other Northern Division. Had a ton of respect for him since our days going at it, Packers-Bears. He's an elite player for a long time. Kind of gets him going. But they got a lot of, you know, good, you know, younger guys and older guys. You know, they traded for Gilman, who's been playing good. They drafted the young kid from Starks from Georgia, who I love watching play in college, and he's done a really nice job. And I think that acquisition of Gilman allows Kyle to play, you know, down out of center field a lot more, which that seemed to have been a strength for them.
He said a lot there. I'm shocked he didn't throw in that he owned the Bears.
It's implied. He knows that we know.
Yes.
That he just 2 weeks ago spent all week talking about a team he knew he wasn't going to play against.
Yeah. Fans the middle finger in a game that he wasn't playing.
Look, a lot has slowed down with him, but he is still a football savant.
Sure.
He processes the game. Now, his body can't always do what his brain
wants. His body
wants,
fails him.
But he's going to know where Kyle Hamilton is at all points in time. He's going to try to mitigate the damage that Kyle Hamilton can do, mugging the line of scrimmage. And he'll throw it to the other side of the field like I gotta think, even if Arthur Smith isn't doing it, this guy will direct people. Hey, Darnell, go in motion to the other side, and let's see if Hamilton follows you. And even if he does, I'm probably still throwing to you. I get it. He's doing that also to find out if they're in man or zone. But like, I think they're going to move people around to get certain matchups in the slot.
You're not going to confuse Aaron Rodgers. This is not Shador Sanders, where Zach Orr is throwing the kitchen sink at him and his head is spinning. Aaron Rodgers has been there, done that in this league for over two decades. You're not going to win with deception.
The difference is, if he sees somebody coming, he's going to turn his body sideways and throw the ball away so he doesn't get hit. Like, that's where he is now.
Yeah, and look, this would be obviously a great week for Kyle Hamilton to tip a ball at the line of scrimmage or be able to impact the ball in flight. But this guy is throwing passes that are really difficult to pick off because they're coming out very quickly. A lot of them, he's not skying it. A lot of times, if he errs, he errs low. It's either his guy catches it or the ground catches it. He wants to protect. Like, there's certain things he's out to protect. His neck, one. And then, like, his stats, too. Like, he don't want to be giving away any more career interceptions. You don't really care about yards per attempt anymore. Completion percentage, I think he does kind of still get off on that.
Passer rating?
A little bit. I think his career passer rating's high enough that there's low volume enough here that's not really going to make a dent. But I guarantee he knows exactly how many interceptions he's thrown in his career. And like our buddy Palm, Kicks, he could probably tell you everything about everyone he's ever thrown. And he does not want to add to that list.
Coming up next, can the Steelers get themselves righted on defense? They got bullied by the Bills last week. We'll talk to Jerry Dulock, covers the Steelers for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, next here on the Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
We're efforting to get Jerry Dulock on the show, longtime beat writer for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette covering the Steelers. The great thing about Jerry, and I'm sure we'll get him on in a minute, he's always brutally honest about the Steelers. So
he's got a length and breadth of firsthand experience in talking to Steelers coaches and in Steelers locker rooms for a long time.
So I am very curious to hear what he's got to say about this whole Tomlin situation.
As am I.
Yeah. So
me three.
Ha! Boom.
Me three.
Bone. He's, while we have a
Chef
couple
Chill
minutes.
Also. Chef Chill is
man,
really was, pumped for this.
I wanted to thank Towson for having us out there yesterday. I had to leave. I had a situation at home. But it sounded like you guys got to see a great game last night.
They hung 90 on a really good Cornell team. Tejada looked like an NBA player. Williamson controlled the pace of the game expertly. We talked a little bit about them going against a team that wants to run and gun. And Towson really, not that they played heavy up-tempo, but they were so efficient in their offense that they beat Cornell at their own game. Yeah, it was awesome. Nice crowd there. Towson had a slow start. They made some adjustments. They were getting really gashed left and right on backdoor passes. They were kind of running an up-tempo Princeton offense in the first half, and Towson adjusted, and they destroyed them on the offensive boards. Yeah, the seven-footer ran the court really well. Like, everybody contributed, and Tejada was dominant. Like, Tejada, be interesting to see what plays out for him, but he's got it. He's got NBA game, and he's starting to build himself an NBA body.
26-8 last night.
Now, he doesn't usually shoot as well. That's the best I've ever seen him shoot from outside. Now, I don't know if that's going to be a blip or whatever, but he can create for himself. He's got a nice intermediate game. He bangs. You have to bang the way Scary plays. It was an awesome game.
No, it was great being there, and I stayed for the first half and then had to go let Zoe out, but yeah, it was good crowd, and it was interesting seeing Towson adapt to the pace that Cornell was playing, because it was funny, dude. Like, they would hit a three, and then Cornell would score 5 seconds later because they're just running the length of the court and adjusting to that. And we had Scary on talking about William and Mary running a similar offense and pace to that.
I will be on the over. I will be on the over in the William and Mary game. I'll be on the over.
Yeah, that it was interesting to hear the strategic side of that from Coach Scary, that they scheduled this game because they knew it's almost a ramp up for William and Mary, which is coming.
Yeah. Look, it's really good basketball. It's high quality. They do a really nice job with the in-game presentation there. And they've got a lot of home games to come, usually 7 p.m. tip-offs, occasionally 9 to accommodate the CBS Sports Network CAA package. Yeah, we're out there. We're out there quite a bit. And the women's, I love going to Towson women's games as well. I mean, honestly, we've been to gymnastic meets there that are really cool, volleyball. It's a lot of fun.
You're in a very
softball, baseball.
You're in a very convenient situation where you have a major Division I university. You can
you walk there.
Yeah, you can walk there and see. Like that's
yeah, it's cool.
Great for the kids.
I wish we got to more women's soccer games than we could have. Those just schedule-wise didn't really work out, but women's soccer program is certainly on the upswing. They were in the tournament a couple years ago, gave UNC a heck of a game for about 60 minutes. Yeah, definitely support Towson. And look, at UMBC, whatever, any of these schools.
All
that
the
are
local schools.
Yeah.
So let's switch to the Ravens. And if you're just tuning in, Lamar Jackson, who did practice limited yesterday, not out there today. Neither is Travis Jones. We'll wait until the injury report comes out to find out more. But it seems we are on a for me, this is, and I don't think Lamar got hurt in practice yesterday. I think this is his day off. He got the extra time off this past week from Thanksgiving. He practiced yesterday, but now he's off today, and I assume he'll be on the field tomorrow. That's just, he's not practicing fully the rest of the season.
If he's not on the field tomorrow, then you got big problems.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, I don't, like I told you guys, he's going to miss a midweek practice from here on out. He's way more hurt than we know now. Well, we may find out more later. I don't expect him to get much better physically. I think he's clearly compensating for multiple injuries. Again, some we know, but we don't know the extent of, and probably some stuff we don't know about. He hasn't had much practice time since before the Kansas City game regularly. I don't think he's going to get regular practice time from here on out. And the offense looks like it really needs tuning up and practice as much as possible.
Yes.
So none of this is optimal. We're talking about what the right five guys are up front on an offensive line, knowing there really aren't five. That's who they are and what they are right now. Maybe he puts the cape on here or there, but I don't think he's going to be able to rescue this season playing MVP-type football like we've seen in the past. I don't think that mentally or physically he's there now.
And the injury continues to move because it was hamstring, then it was knee, then ankle, then toe. Now it's back to the ankle.
Well, I would say
so
it's,
it might
it's
go
e
back to
all
the knee.
Above.
Then. Like I'm sure. Yeah. I'm making a joke, but yeah. I think it was more of a surprise that he was out there yesterday because we just anticipated that every Wednesday he was going to end up missing. But this seems to be his off day this week. I'm not worried about his availability either.
No.
On Sunday, but I am curious what it ends up looking like. Physically.
I gotta think it looks like what it's looked like the last 3 weeks. I hope I'm wrong, but I think this is the Lamar Jackson we get the rest of the year, unfortunately.
Totally, but I guess what I'm saying is he seemed more willing of a runner against Cincinnati.
Sure. Yeah.
So is there going to be a slight uptick from that? Is there a little more burst than that? He's obviously going to be compromised the rest of the way.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's extra rest for this one. So, and he's playing a team that is struggling to do much offensively or defensively right now. And it's a rivalry game, and he was great against them at home last year.
Yeah.
And I think he took to heart the fact that he had not been good against Pittsburgh by and large, no matter where they played previously to last year. So I'm sure we'll see the best of what he has, but I think they're also probably jerry-rigging a whole bunch of things just to get him out there. You know, on Sunday afternoon.
Ravens and Steelers at 1:00. Don't forget, that means Baltimore Game Day Uncensored pregame show. That is starting at 10 a.m. live from the Horseshoe Casino. Hour one, myself and Bob Haney. Hours two and three, it's The Bone. It's Vinny Serrato. It's Mike Preston, assuming he brings his driver's license. That's a little joke for the kiddies. But, Ravens, are you surprised? Because we're going to get to one a bet in a minute. Are you surprised being at how poorly the Ravens played? And I guess the Steelers played poorly as well. But that the spread is where it's at as we sit Ravens by 6 right now?
No. I think you're getting, the field goal for home field. The Ravens destroyed them in Baltimore last year. The Ravens have done – look, the gambling markets in Vegas have favored the Ravens.
Yeah.
When the Ravens were 1-5, you looked at the odds of them to win the division, and you could see that – the market makers still really fancied their chances. And all that's happened since then is, yes, the Ravens have their fault and they've got their issues, but they've also picked up like 3.5 games on the Steelers in 5 weeks. So no, I'm not. I'd have been surprised if it wasn't around a touchdown.
It's more indicative of the Steelers than anything. Yeah. But what is interesting, the over-under opened at 45.5. Now it's down to 42.5. Yeah. So it's already
a rock fight.
Field goal.
Yeah. It's a rock fight. Yeah. Steelers money line on the table?
No.
It's the holiday
season. Is
that
out the window the rest of the year?
It's not. Nothing's imminent. I can tell you that. Nothing's imminent. I don't think I'll do a whole lot. I might do a little something with Gainwell in the receiving market.
Yeah.
No Warren?
No, he's on my do not play list. I've just been burned too many times by Arthur Smith with him.
Double agent Arthur Smith. Hey, coming up next, big football game tonight, a lot of basketball. Time to talk to our guy, Beltway Ben Hall. Want to bet with Beltway Ben next here on The Fan. Official song of the holidays. Let's bring on Beltway Ben Hall, and this is a great time here. I hope you had a great feast week, Ben, and now still lots of games. I saw the SEC ACC challenge going on Thursday night football. We got the conference championship game start tomorrow. So, what are you looking at right now?
Yeah, I got a few different plays for the NFL game, which will start. And I'm going to go with Jameson Williams over 80.5 receiving yards. And I'll also play him over his receptions, which you can get a 5.5 at plus money. I think it's going to be a pretty high-scoring game tonight. I think there will be a lot of passing in this football game. And if that's the case, Jameson Williams is going to have to eat with no Amon-Ra St. Brown. The Dallas secondary, to me, is still a question mark. They're banged up. They're pretty good against the run, but... or they've been better. Or start the year, they were horrible. But I think they've been better against the run. Detroit is smart. And if the run game's not working with Dan Campbell now calling plays, they're going to be airing it out. Since Dan Campbell has taken over calling plays, Jameson Williams has been featured aside from 1 week, which was just a really weird week. The target share has gone up. And as I said, with Amon-Ra out, this is the guy. I mean, you look at wide receivers against them, the top wide receiver. Rashee Rice had 92. Devontae Smith had 89. A.J. Brown had 110. And that's an A.J. Brown who really hasn't been able to get going at all. Marvin Harrison had 96, and then Trey Tucker had 47, but that's a tight end offense. So wide receiver ones have been eating against them, and tonight I don't see anything changing with Jameson Williams. Now, another three plays that I have. This is for the NBA. I like Peyton Pritchard to go over 21.5 points at minus 130. I like Peyton Pritchard to go over 33.5 points, rebounds, assists at minus 113. And I like Josh, how do we pronounce it again, Jason? Minot?
I thought it was
Minot. Sounds good.
Jason and I had a pronunciation.
We had a duel. I'm not sure anybody was
That's
right.
how they pronounce on TV, Minot.
Minot. Minot.
But I like him over 5.5 rebounds at plus 120. Those three guys all have something in common. They're facing the Wizards, who are just a pure joke. And you attack the Wizards whenever you can. Jaylen Brown is out, so the ball handling will be dealt elsewhere. And that's going to be Peyton Pritchard and Derek White a little bit. Derek White's a good shooter and can do some things well. He's played better of late, averaging like 22 points in his last four games. But with that being said, he's not a shot chucker. And if a guy's open, he'll swing another one. And Peyton Pritchard catch and shoots very well. He can score off the dribble. Like, Peyton Pritchard's a very good player. It's just you don't need a lot from him when you have Jaylen Brown. And without him, we're just going to see the stock go up. I think Anthony Simons is solid off the bench, but Mazzulla doesn't really trust him, especially down the stretch where he's trusted Pritchard even when Tatum was playing last year, Jaylen Brown's been playing this year. Mazzulla really likes Pritchard, and he's comfortable with him in the game. Pritchard at 18-5-2 the last time these teams faced. That was under, but of course Jaylen Brown played in that game and scored 30-plus, so that's a big difference there. Now, for my rebounds, like five boards for Minot last time they played, one under Minot.
Grow up.
Minot, his versatility, he can stretch it out defensively, he's aggressive on the glass, and he's over in this in just 2 of 5, but he did play 27 minutes last matchup, and that was against the Knicks in a tight game, so I think Minot goes over the 5.5 boards at plus 120.
You know his brother's name?
His nut?
Your nut.
D's.
Oh, the D's nut. Yeah, D's nut's pretty good. He can grab off the glass, too.
Yeah, he's very good on the boards.
He is on the board.
That all Beltway, Ben? Man. Do you have any? Obviously, you'd want to save it for one a bit, but anything you're leaning on? I know there's a couple of big games tomorrow night, and we'll probably talk to you again tomorrow, but like, are you starting to have any early leans? Because we got some important college football games this weekend.
I do think Texas Tech is going to house BYU. Not official, I'll give it out yet, but I also think Georgia bounces back against Bama. I was on Bama on one a bet, and on this show, I remember the first matchup, Bama Georgia. I like Bama a lot. Yeah. Now, flipping the other way. I think Georgia's going to get it done. And Kirby struggled against Alabama over the years. It's been very ugly, but I think he figures it out with the way that this Bama team is right now. And like, Bama's probably still in with a loss, I think.
Unless BYU wins. And then that
did you see Sataki break to everybody's comeback? That was awesome to Penn State.
Yeah.
Penn State thought they were getting him, and now they're going to bring back the interim. What a joke school. It's a joke school.
They frauds?
Yeah. Penn State is the ultimate fraud. I will go, that they are the ultimate frauds.
Where can people find you, Beltway Ben?
At BH Journalist, you can find everything I do. At Want to Bet With Us, wantobetwithus.com. I mean, we have everything going, and it's every day. Every single day. 7 days a week. I had an eye
Holidays
appointment.
Included.
I had an eye appointment at 9 a.m. They put the eye drops in my eyes. Don't know
couldn't
how I got
as soon as they weren't blurry, couldn't see. Bam.
Got right here.
Pulled the levers, started. Made it all happen.
They play hurt.
I have jury duty next Thursday, so Jason, we might have to go Wednesday night, but we'll still have an episode.
Oh, you got jury duty?
Don't even get me started.
Maybe you'll
2 years
out.
In a row.
You'll get
or
out
two,
of it.
You know, it's every 2 years is the quickest you can get it. I got it right away. As
Bam.
Soon as I can
they
get
like
it again, I got it. Yes.
Because they know you call it like you see it.
Foreman?
That's true.
Did you get selected
straight out
last time?
Well, I showed up 5 minutes late and got the back of the line, and we walked in, and like three people in front of me, they were like, you all can go home. Give us your paper. We'll mark you down as coming in. So maybe I'll show up 5 minutes late again.
Yeah, that might be the move.
I think they're looking at him as the jury foreman. Like, they know.
Can't you? You know when they ask if you have an excuse, can you be like, hey, I got one to bet.
Yeah.
That is true.
In the future, you know, play that card, see how far it gets you.
They probably watch it. So.
Yes, of course.
Or listen.
Yeah.
I could.
Yeah, you might get recognized.
Wherever you find your
shouldn't
podcast.
Shouldn't you be doing one of everything? Get out of here.
Yeah. We'll probably put the locks in on my phone over there.
Jason, anything that you were looking at?
I have a weird feeling
that
this game tonight is 30-24 or 31-24 Dallas.
It's 54.5.
It is. And I do like the over, but these two scores just keep
premonition.
I mean, one would be barely over, the other one obviously wouldn't.
Yeah.
Just a weird thought. 150-1. I got a couple bucks on both.
Oh, you did
that. Oh, exact scores.
Yeah.
Have you ever hit on that?
Got close last
in soccer, not in the NFL.
Soccer, I feel like
it's... Yeah.
You almost had one last year, I remember.
Like, it was a Thursday night game.
Yeah, you were like
it
a point off.
Oh,
yeah.
It was like I screwed by like a missed field
yeah,
goal.
Yes.
I mean, I missed extra points.
Yes. Yeah, no, that was something. I have a memory of that. Hey, coming up next, Brian Baldinger. We talk to him every Thursday. He's an Odyssey NFL insider. What does he think of this Ravens-Steelers matchup? Does he think the Bengals get back in this division? We'll talk Ravens and NFL with Baldy next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.